Ready? Let's do it. Sarah.
Oh, hey.
I'm Vicky B. I have Ooh Sarah with me today.
Oh, hey.
And we're kind of on a chill pace, man.
Yeah, man.
But before we get into today's lovely show, Sarah.
Yes.
How can people contact us?
Well, we have a Facebook, The Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
Yes. And like I've said before, if you go and send us a text, I get it right away on my thing.
So. Yeah.
Actually, I told my buddy about it. He's like, oh, I'm going to start sending you texts. I'm like, okay.
Like drunk texts.
Yes. Actually, if you can call us when you guys are drunk.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Or like your words of inspiration, because I found the best meme earlier, and it's the difference between men and women at bars.
Yeah.
And it's basically like when women are together at a bar, and I'm sure you've like experienced this, but it's like, hey, listen. All right, Brittany, is it Brittany? Right. Okay, listen, Brittany, you are a goddess. You are too good for any man. I love you, and your top is cute. Drunk guys at the bar. Did you just freaking breathe on me? Effing breathe on me again, bro. Give me a reason to knock you out.
That's true, actually.
Like, it's one of those, like, another thing I saw a post. It's something along the lines of, it's like, why can't we be as supportive as when we're drunk at a bar?
Yeah, in the bathroom. We're drunk in the bathroom crying or something. Or
just like, girl. Like, I had, like, one gal at a bar once. Like, I'm sitting there ordering a drink to go out. We were at, like, a little mini dance place. It's, like, a tiny little place. And I'm getting a drink. And she's like, I just want to say, you are just gorgeous. You're so beautiful. And I think you look amazing. And I just wanted you to know that.
Aww.
And that was it. And I'm like, that's, like, how I am, too, when I'm drunk. I try to do that when I'm sober, but it's kind of harder.
And it's kind of more awkward because usually they're sober, too. And they're like,
Like, what do you want? Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Are you trying to hit on me?
Well, like, I would do that, especially when I worked at the restaurant. But I'd make sure it wasn't my tables. Like, there was a gal who had, like, the coolest. Like, she had funky earrings and, like, a funky pattern dress with, like, floral combat boots. And I was just like, girl, I just want to say that you are rocking your look. And she's like, oh, thank you. And, like, I'd go up to girls, like, you, that lipstick looks awesome on you, like, with the big, bold lips.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Why don't you do that to your tables, though?
Well, I would do it to some of my tables, but, like, I tried to go out of my way other tables so people wouldn't think I was just fishing for tips.
Oh.
You know, like, I didn't want to be an ass. Like, you can kind of see through when people are being ass kissy.
Yeah.
But I didn't want anybody to assume that that was the case.
No, I definitely only give compliments, like, if I actually mean it.
Right, well,
and
yeah.
I'm like, dude, like, dope nail color or something.
Well, like, I mean it, too, but I get paranoid that people are going to think I mean it.
Mm.
I have this, the reason why I have a hard time accepting gifts is I have this really large paranoia that I'm going to be super grateful, but I'm not going to appear that I'm grateful, and I'm going to hurt someone's like feelings. Because I have somebody in my life who they're not really good at accepting gifts.
Like, are they just rude about it? Or like,
no, they'll take the gift and they're very fake, like, oh, and then put the gift down and just walk away. Like,
even if they really like it.
Yeah, like they just don't know how to accept gifts. And I just know how much that makes, like, how bad that makes me feel.
Mm.
And I've seen the hurt on other people's faces, the person gave them the gift to. And I just always vowed I don't want to be that way. And I get paranoid that I'm overdoing it.
Oh, that you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
And I'm just like, oh. And then I'm like, okay, tone it down. I'm like, oh, this is nice. And then it's like, crap, does that sound insincere? Like, I don't.
Yeah, like, that I sounded don't insincere.
Exactly.
For sure.
Like, I get so paranoid. Then I'm like, I don't know. How is this? So. That's why I get weird with compliments. I'm like, I don't want this person to think I'm just messing with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're drunk, it's super easy.
Oh, totally. And everyone's like, oh, thank you.
I mean, you're usually drunk when these conversations happen, but do you remember any that you've encountered, either you've done or somebody has said to you?
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely both ways have gone. When I went to Oregon last year, I went to a strip club and there was a crying stripper in the bathroom complaining like, they don't tip enough, like I have a family to feed or whatever. And I was very supportive and I hugged her naked, sweaty body and was like, yeah, it's okay. Like, you know what? You find my boyfriend and I, we're out there. Like, I'll totally buy you guys some drinks and we'll tip you really well, you know, like just trying to be that supportive customer, you know, got to feed the family. And I mean, it's been the opposite too. I've been the crying drunk bitch in the bathroom and I've had plenty of strangers comfort me and ask me what's going on. And I probably make no sense at all. But for the moment, they were very nice. And I will remember them. Do I remember their names? No.
But you remember that?
I remember, yeah. I remember that supportive stranger talk we had, and it was very nice.
So do you feel like, speaking of being drunk, do you feel that you're a different person when you're drunk?
I mean, no. I think more different parts of my personality show, and probably faster. Like, I'm friendlier, and I'm upbeat, and I'm happy, but then something will piss me off and then I can get feisty and be a bitch.
Just boom.
Boom. And then
you're the Hulk.
Over the weekend, I became a super like jealous, insecure girlfriend. It was crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which I feel like every girl kind of has. I feel like we all
Everyone
have these
has a
different
little bit of insecurity.
Kind
usually.
Of insecurities. But I just think being drunk kind of like
elevated that.
Elevates it and heightens it and kind of makes something that maybe was small. Like even if you to make you really happy and excited. Like to me, if I'm drunk, like, oh, a kitten. It's so cute. Even though if I was sober, I wouldn't really care about the kitten. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think it's for everything. So I think, no, I'm not different. I just, my emotions are more crazy in good and bad ways.
Everything is just, you know, taken up
extra.
A couple notches.
Totally. Exactly.
Like, and I've noticed that about you. Whatever you're feeling, it is 10 times more.
Yeah. And I'm already a very, like, wear my emotions on my sleeve
right.
kind of person, like, even when I'm sober. So when I'm drunk, it's just like, whoa, why are we going to experience Sarah tonight?
I saw three in one night. And it was one of your birthday parties at your house. And it was, I think, right after your dog Angel passed away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was.
So you
yeah.
went from like, woo, having fun. I'm real drunk. Everyone drink. And then to crying and then to F you, Vicky, because you were stumbling in your high heels. I'm like, just take them off.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to take them off. So you said, F you. And I'm like, all right, I guess.
Yeah. 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 My dog died like 2 days before my birthday.
And so it's just like all these emotions.
All of them. Yeah. And sometimes I don't even remember crying about my dog. Honestly, I found that out like a few days later. But it's sometimes I like I'm even in the moment like this past weekend and like I know I'm overreacting, but for some reason I can't stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I try to go to the bathroom and I try to give myself a pep talk in the mirror like, no, you're overreacting. You got this. Calm down. This is not a big deal. But then like the waterworks still start coming and I'm like, I don't know. Too much tequila.
It's like, damn it. I know. I'm pretty good at like hiding my emotions. Like I don't like crying in public. I don't like having fights in public. I had an ex-boyfriend who tried to do that at like a bar we frequent at.
Mm-hmm.
And he started getting into an argument, like, not here. We're still eating. Like, let us finish our food.
Oh,
we'll go home.
I'm like your boyfriend.
We'll argument. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, your ex-boyfriend.
Ex for a reason.
Yeah. I call it calling a scene. I say, yeah. I have no problem calling a scene anywhere.
Or
you can't drop some bad news. Yeah. Yeah. Making a scene. Yeah.
But it's like there's a difference between like, hey, you know what? By the way, I cheated on you. Like that's something like that. Totally, you can make a scene. But if it was just like, I forget why we were bickering and then he wanted to elevate it.
Yeah, it was just stupid. Like, and then stupid on top of stupid on top of stupid.
And I'm like, we're not about to start yelling at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, and we come here all the time. Like, no. And it wasn't like a fancy place. Per
no,
se,
but it wasn't
a dive bar either. It was a cool place. Like, we became friends with the bartender. Like, he would make us funky drinks because I was still learning how to drink at the time.
Yeah.
So he'd make me like mudslides or this and that, like just to try them, and he'd have fun with it. And I was just like, I don't like any kind of fighting. I've been that girl like that's cried on the side of the street outside of a club, and I hate that feeling. Like, don't fight with me in public because I'm just going to walk away.
Mm. Well,
so that's just me. Like, so I hold it in, but then afterwards it's like, I can't stop the waterworks when I'm by myself.
See, it's weird because I just can't hold it in. Like, I try. Because trust me, I would rather cry in my room by myself that I was like at a party with a bunch of strangers
right.
over like ridiculousness. I mean, you just think, I don't know.
No, like I think recently, because I'm not drinking right now.
Yeah.
So, but I had like, you know, hormones and stuff between like medication and like birth control and everything. Like my hormones are just kind of fighting themselves.
Crazy.
So I've been kind of like fighting me being kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's not been fun. But I'm trying to be cool. And like, I just wanted to cry. Like, I was in a public place and I was just like, I felt the tears like coming. I'm like, nope. And I had to call a friend. I'm like, yep, I'm good. I just need to talk something out.
It's because you don't like people asking you questions or you don't like people looking at you.
I don't
or
like people looking at me. It's like, let me cry in peace. And I always, when I was younger, I always saw crying as a form of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much in a, I was always a tomboy. So when I'd play sports, I'd get hit real hard. I have like a part of my leg where I don't feel a piece. Like it's like the nerves are kind of messed up. But I'd get hit hard and I hated crying in front of my team.
Because you were like the wussy girl kind of thing.
Well, I didn't want to be the wussy girl. Like I was a tough girl and I'd sit there and I'd be like struggling, holding the pain back and just grunting and just like yelling, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Like tears welling up. And I always hated it. Like I always kind of thought like a guy, I think. It's like, no, I got to be the tough guy. And now it's like, cool, cry. But I still don't like people watching me cry because that gets uncomfortable. Unless
it does.
Unless like, hey, we are having a moment. Let's both cry it out or I'm going to take care of you.
I think because people don't know what to do when someone else is crying, really. Like, do I hug you? Do I pat you on the back? Do I ask you what's wrong?
Do I leave?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get you a tissue or something? I don't know.
Like, yeah. So if I cry in front of you, either I'm in a lot of pain, I just saw a Disney movie, or, yeah, it's kind
of. That's different, though, right?
Yeah. No, I can I'll tear up in front of anybody, just like, okay, oh my God, you know, Hana means family.
Yeah.
Just like, you are my new dream. Just tear up. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
But and not like real, real like tears.
Real tears is not my jam. But you get me drunk, that it gets harder.
All the emotions come to the surface, and you're like, no, no, no.
I'm like, no, I'm gonna leave now. Thanks. Which I'm kind of glad I'm not drinking right now because I don't like that. Just seems awful right now.
Yeah.
But what kind of a drunk? Like it's like a. On average, besides like when you pick an emotion to go on, what kind of a drunk are you? Because there's the woo drunk. There is
the
angry drunk. Like I want to fight. There's the let's go do something crazy drunk. Like let's go jump in the river. Or
I'm
like,
definitely the
sexy drunk.
The woo drunk. I am definitely the woo shots, more shots, body shots. Like I'm definitely that kind of drunk and kind of the horny drunk. Let's get real. But I think everyone is kind of. But yeah, for the most part, I'm usually a woo drunk.
A woo. Woo girl.
Woo, 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 woo. Yeah.
I'm very much the horny drunk.
Like, that's your one emotion.
That is usually it. So if I'm not around, like, a guy that I'm potentially going to do it with, I get all handsy with everyone. Like, girls and guys. I don't know if you've seen this, but, like, I'll, like, get real close to girls. Like, I like to hug.
Cuddly.
And cuddly. And, like, get up all in your space. Like, rest my head on you.
And try to find a guy.
And if there's a guy there, I am all about, like, if, you know, assuming he's single and he's, you know.
Yeah.
I got my eye on him. It's like, hey, we're going to make out.
What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
But, like, I wouldn't do that normally when I'm sober because
never.
I get
no you're not like that at all.
I'm very like I get in my head about it. I'm like, oh, what if this guy doesn't like me and I'm all over him and touching him. But apparently according to this new study, your drunk self might actually be the real you, and that's kind of what you were saying, like you're not too far off of your drunk self. But this was a study that got published last year by the Clinical Psychological Science.
Ooh.
And they found that your drunk persona doesn't differ from your sober one, you know, more or less. So basically, you're always that special, unique, wonderful you, no matter how many tequila shots you foolishly ended up taking on your birthday.
Oh, man.
So for the study, the researchers from the University of Missouri and Purdue University sought out to find the drunk personalities, if that's a thing or not. And so 2 weeks prior to the experiment, the researchers had 156 participants complete a survey describing their typical sober and drunk personalities. And then next, the team gave half of the participants booze and then had their friends join them in the lab to play games, which is meant to bring out different personality traits. And the drinkers rated their own in-the-moment personality traits during the session while trained and sober. You know, they basically rated about the same.
Huh. I could totally see that. I'm trying to picture like me playing different games sober or drunk. And like, I was just thinking like, if I was playing ping pong, like, oh, I'd have so much fun. Like, I'd probably not do the greatest, but I'd still have fun and like pick up the ball and then twerk a little like sober or drunk. But then if you have me playing chess, Both ways, I'd be hella confused and not know what the hell's going on.
Well, like, in some people, they wondered, like, is it just because they were being watched? Could that have altered how they were drinking? Like, it wasn't out in a bar with this study. I'm thinking, like, there's a certain, like, effect. When you're drunk, you feel like you can get away with more stuff because you can blame it on being drunk. And I'm talking about, like, legal activities, folk. Do not do bad stuff to people.
And when I'm drunk, too, I just don't even care as much, you know?
It's like, I don't care because I can blame it on being drunk later.
I never have that. I never have that.
It's more like, oh, I'm drunk, so I'm feeling more secure and less, you know, I can go out and ask somebody out. Like,
yeah.
My flirting, like, I'm actually really shy, but when it comes to flirting, like, when I'm not being Vicky B, you know, like, working stuff, because that's, you know, that's me, that's Vicky B. But when it's like, hey, I'm in a room with my friends and people I don't know.
Totally, yeah.
I get real uncomfortable.
Yeah,
when I'm
so
trying to ask out a guy that I've never met before, I'm just asking him out because he's cute. I get real nervous. But when I'm drunk, it's like, hey, what's your name? What do you do? Like,
yeah, and you just get that confidence.
Mm-hmm, and yeah. I blame the alcohol. I'm like, well, it's the alcohol, so I'm going to be more confident. So that's the only thing I do.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, it's not so much. It's kind of blaming the alcohol,
well,
but it's blaming
yourself.
It in the moment. Yes, I'm tricking myself by blaming it.
Yeah, because I actually like feel that way in the moment. I'm like, oh, I'm so confident. And then I'm like, I'm not that drunk, though. I'm just like, so confident now, you know?
It's like, I still care. I need to drink more.
Yeah. And then you get rejected and you're like,
I'll just drink some more. I don't care. I don't care. So this is the same ex that wanted to fight in the bar. We used to have this thing. You can tell this is a very healthy relationship. And it was when we would fight, we'd both look at each other and say, so do you want to drink until we don't feel feelings? Yep. And we'd get drunk together. That was the joke from Family Guy.
Oh, man. Oh,
let's drink till we don't feel feelings. And we would proceed to get drunk. And we would just have sex. And then we'd have more problems the next morning.
Would you guys talk about it the next morning?
I don't remember.
Proceed to drink till you don't feel
those
feelings?
I think we tried to talk it out. But then it got to the point of the relationship where we just didn't talk about it.
We just
fight about it. And then, like, nothing would get resolved.
Yeah.
He's kind of a mess. I was a mess then. I mean, I'm still a little
it's
mess.
It's good you're not in that anymore.
No. He was not a nice person. But speaking of drinking, what are you up to this weekend? Because it is Cinco de Mayo is coming up.
It is. God, can you believe it's already Cinco de Mayo?
No. I still think Christmas was 2 months ago.
Dude, right? Yeah, so that's Saturday, which is
perfect.
It's
day.
On a Saturday. Yeah. There's actually a food truck challenge.
Ooh, it's
the
actually,
end. Our yeah. sister station mm-hmm. is putting it on. And I hear you pay $5 to enter, and apparently there's a bunch of food trucks, like not even just tacos, which I thought it was all just tacos, but I'm really excited that I think there's going to be different kinds, which is dope because I love tacos.
And a lot of people do like a vegan type or even vegetarian tacos, like potato taco.
Totally. Yeah. Those are bomb, or like eggplant mm-hmm. tacos or something. But yeah. And then I hear there's a beer garden and a margarita
Ooh.
Garden, which is so dope. I hope it's good weather. So I'm going to go to that, which you can totally get tickets at KSW.com, right?
I think if you go to getmyperks.com.
Yeah, getmyperks.com. Yeah, so that'll be, I hope, it's
Are you going with the boyfriend?
The boyfriend. I think I'm going with some of the other people from the show, too.
Oh, Danny, like Danny, I'm guessing
Danny and
going.
Joey. And yeah, but I had
I mean, Saturday's looking like it's going to be partly cloudy, but like 69 degrees.
Oh, 69.
So that's comfortable.
I had 4 double shot margaritas on last Saturday, though. So looking at that, it's going to be beer margaritas, and I hate beer. And then I'm like, oh my God, margaritas, here we go again. Emotional tequila, Sarah. But then after that, I'm actually going to the Kendrick Lamar concert
nice.
At White River. I know.
What, all the way to White River?
Yeah, it's at White River. I don't even, is that like an hour away?
About from here, from Seattle.
Well, yeah. So I don't know. My boyfriend and a bunch of his friends are going, and they had an extra ticket. My boyfriend's like, you want to come? And I'm like, hell yeah.
I'm not driving.
Yeah, hell no. He was going to drive, and then he's not driving either. But so it's going to be like a really long day.
Yeah, you're probably going to want to sleep all Sunday. And do you work Sunday?
I work Sunday. So
what time?
Not till 2.
Okay, then
so
you're
fine. Sleep till like 1:40.
And just race on over work.
Yeah, so it should be good. I love celebrating Cinco de Mayo because it's an excuse to drink.
Although I did.
What about you?
I did find a meme. What?
What about you?
I know everyone's like, are you going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? I'm like, okay, here's the thing.
You're Mexican.
People in Mexico don't really celebrate Mexico.
I know. It's a different day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it is Cinco de Mayo is different than Independence Day. Independence Day is in September. Cinco de Mayo is basically, I can't remember asking my dad this in elementary school. We France was like, hey, you got stuff we want, like oil and natural resources, so we want that, some of that crap. And we said no.
We want all that.
We said no, this is ours. And so there was a war. And basically, when the war ended was on Cinco de Mayo. And so that's what that celebrates, the end of that war. But we don't, like, I don't know anybody that does, like, go out and celebrate it. It has become, like, St. Patrick's Day, which I think they do celebrate in Ireland. But it might even be just for a touristy thing at that point. Like, it's not as a big deal as other holidays. Like, you want to, like, celebrate Mexican holidays, you go to, like, Christmas. Like, they go all out for Christmas. And then if you go to the small pueblos, they do celebrate Day of the Dead. And, like, some of the bigger places, like my grandparents, I don't think celebrated.
But, like, are you celebrating it just because, like, you're in America? And
Cinco de Mayo? Like, yeah. I've gone out and drinking on Cinco de Mayo just because.
Or, like, ate Mexican food just because.
I mean, that's every day now that I live with my parents.
True. I guess.
We got carne asada the other day with some beans and rice.
Oh, good. Shoot.
So good.
So, and nothing different. You're not doing anything out of the norm.
I don't remember if I made plans with somebody else, but I don't think I did with one of my girlfriends. But my other girlfriend's like, so I'm going to a house party in Marysville. Do you want to come with me?
First of all, turn up. Vicky, you going to a house party?
Right. But what? I'm not drinking. Mm. I taste of a margarita. I really do.
Wait, is it on Saturday?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. House parties are so awkward without alcohol.
Yeah.
They are like, it's like, they're painful. Like, I don't know what house. Okay, good luck. Because you only know your friend, I assume, right?
Yeah. Like, so this is.
Dude, that's ballsy.
I might just have to get really stoned.
Yeah, that's better.
Because, but then, like, I get sleepy.
Are you driving?
I might be, just because I'm, like, if they're going to be really drunk. They said that we can Uber it, but if I'm like, well, what's the point of Ubering it if I'm going to be sober?
Yeah, but if you get stoned.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know
we'll
why. Because sometimes when I'm usually on my like stint of not drinking or whatever, I either don't go to a house party or I go and I break it because it's so. It's like everyone. It's just, I don't know.
It'll be easier. Like a lot of people for like those kinds of things, they do like the really crappy bucket margarita mix. Do not get a margarita mix that comes in a bucket. It's like has like a little spout and stuff. It is disgusting. If it is neon green, it is not good stuff. Like my dad will take like the Costco brand Kirkland margarita mix and he'll add triple sec to that to kind of sweeten it a little bit because it's usually very, very tart.
It's very like artificial, sugary.
Yeah.
We made our own. Like it's so easy to just like just lime juice, soda water. I mean, yeah, soda water. Yeah, lemon lime soda water, lime juice, and then we put like a splash of juice with it.
I think when I worked at the restaurant, one of the girls would make the best margaritas for me. And she would do the tequila, lemon juice, because we would have just everything squeezed already.
Yeah, so fresh lemon juice.
Fresh lemon juice. And she like put in a couple limes and muddle them right then and there. And then we had like the strawberry rhubarb puree we used for the strawberry rhubarb lemonades. And she put that in there and shake it up with the tequila. It was so perfect.
That sounds refreshing.
But I don't talk to that girl anymore, and she doesn't live around here anymore, so.
Well, you know how to make it, so yes. You make your own.
I just have to learn. I need the recipe for the strawberry rhubarb puree.
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be hard. I think if you just take frozen strawberries and cook them down with some sugar, and then just put them in the blender, you're good.
Definitely have a drink in hand at this house party and just pretend.
That's usually
because you'll be asked the yin-yang. Where's your drink? You want a drink? You want a shot?
It's like, why aren't you drinking? Are you pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I get that a lot. Everyone, they're like, why aren't you drinking? And I'm like, they either think I'm pregnant or I have a DUI.
Yeah, that too. It's like, wait, are you a...
What happened?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if I've explained on the podcast why I'm not drinking right now. I just got on some like medication, trying to figure my stuff out, you know, balance out my brain. And so one of the side effects, it says my alcohol tolerance is going to be lowered and I will be more prone to blacking out.
Yeah, that's like that's most medication.
I've never fully blacked out before.
So is that like for ever on the medication or will your body like build up a tolerance for it?
I don't know. I know Sage has mentioned before that she's been on like, well, she told me to like this medic. She's been on this medication. She loved it. But she still drank on it. But I've been told by other people who are on similar medications or have been on this medication, like, yeah, I just didn't do it. And I felt like overall it was better because alcohol is a depressant. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to, like, fix your brain, why are you throwing in more stuff in there?
So is it like something like you would be on for a while, like ever? Or
I'm
is
not
it like
sure honestly.
Oh, so it could be like a forever thing.
It could. I don't expect it to be, but it could be. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have an appointment with my doctor to kind of talk about it. It's kind of hard to tell because it's only been a couple of weeks, like almost a month, I think.
Do you feel any difference?
I can't tell. Like, I mean, I can't tell if it's like, oh, sunny weather, or I'm just having a really good day because A, B, and C. Like, I got to hang out with these people, and that made me feel really good. So I'm like, is it the medication? Is it the people? Is it a combination of the two?
Yeah.
Is it the sunny weather that just kind of gives you more motivation and energized?
More pep in your step?
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I haven't been able to tell.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the next couple days, and like I was talking to my therapist, she's like, it still takes a little bit of time. To kind of adjust.
Yeah, so, for your body to get used to it.
So you'll start, like, for even me to notice what's going on. Because at least I don't have the stomach issues. The first week sucked.
Yeah, when your body's like, what is this medication?
Yeah, but it was nauseous, and my stomach hurt because I wasn't eating because I was nauseous, and then it would hurt more, and I'd get more nauseous. And that lasted a couple days, and then I got, like, the headaches and then the bad taste in my mouth. And for the most part, all of those are gone. Like, I'll get
good
little bits here and there, but not awful like it was.
Before.
But, yeah.
I've got to say, it's very impressive that you've never blacked out before.
Yeah. I've browned
very
out.
Very impressive.
I have browned out where I don't remember.
You go in and out.
Like, I knew where I was, but I don't know any of the conversations that were had. Like, I remember, staring at the ground because I'm like, I'm too drunk.
Or, like, you don't know how you got there. You're like,
yes.
Oh, we're outside now.
Like, I remember, moving around. I just don't remember, what was said to get us there.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't remember any of the conversations. I do remember, walking out or this and that. So I've only had that once, and that was in Pullman, because they know how to drink in Pullman.
Yeah, never been, but I heard.
Yes. Oh, I got it. Like, somebody specifically told me, it's like, don't dance in the cages at this place. I danced in the cage at this place.
Hey, they said don't. You got to do it.
Right.
Those cages, that's so dope.
It was so dope.
There's a cage, you got to go on it. If there's a pole, you got to go on it. Like, if there's a bar, you got to twerk on it, like.
Right. I remember I was dancing with this guy almost the entire time, and I ran into him at Pain in the Grass a couple years ago.
Weird. Did you guys remember?
Yeah, well, he was friends with my friends and my friend's friends.
Oh, okay.
So he's like he was with one of the guys there for that was in that group. It's like, Becky. I'm like, hey, what's it going on, Jimmy? And what's your name?
Hi. Remember that one time? Because I don't.
And he was still cute. I was like, damn it.
Oh, should have danced under that pain.
Well, he was taken at that point. Like, I mean, I think that's why I didn't do anything that night, because he was taken. But we were just dancing.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't crossing
freaking
any lines.
Yeah.
And then hey, how's it going? He's like, yeah, I'm married now. I'm like,
lame.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Especially when I heard she's not a very nice person.
Oh.
She's like 10 years older than him or something.
Damn, she rocking that cradle.
Robbing it for sure.
Whoa, good for her.
But I did have some other stories that I did find interesting. Speaking of guy friends and all that, do you believe, Sarah?
Yes.
That guys and girls can be friends? Just without any issues. I know BJ talks about how we cannot do this. Girls should just have their girlfriends and... because it's going to lead to weird stuff.
Yeah, and he's kind of a hypocrite because he plays games with a bunch of girls.
It's just so. Whatever he can get to play, anybody to play games
True.
With him.
It's really weird because for me, I have a bunch of guy friends. Like, we don't really hang out a ton because we have different lives. But I have a few guy friends that, yeah, I mean, to me, we're friends. We're strictly friends. We're only friends. I've never... ever had any type of thoughts or anything like that. So for a female, I think yes. For a guy, I have no idea, because maybe because my dad feeds that information into me. He's like, no. But it's weird because George has friends that are girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been friends since elementary school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, nothing's ever happened, but they are in his core group of friends. You know?
And does he ever hang out one-on-one with them?
I mean, I don't, not really. I mean, that you're usually all in a group.
Mm-hmm.
But if he was oh yeah, Molly and I are gonna go get coffee, I'd be like, okay, you know what, yeah. You know, because they've been friends. So
yeah.
I have friends since elementary school too that are dudes that we've never crossed that line, and I would never because.
Right.
But I don't know if they would ever want to with me because I'm not a dude and I don't know how they think.
Right, and that's kind of the thing. I found this article, and it's on fashionbeans.com. And that's the old time question. It's they can't. It's because someone's going to get feelings, or they're just too different. So when what they're saying here is that according to the research compiled by Roger Bumgarth, I'm just gonna call you Roger, buddy.
Bum,
Baumgart. So women are more likely to communicate differently with their friends, and men are less likely to share personal feelings. So this is one of the problems they see. It's so women are more likely to be supportive, while guys are more likely to be, like, I'm talking about girls with their girls, guys with their, and so, like, the example they give is they're more likely to play games involving their fingers into circles and then punching each other in the shoulder. Like, that's the kind of friendships they have. And I hear guys all the time, like, some of the best hangouts is, like, when we eat dinner and don't say a single word. And some, like,
yeah, or
some
we just watch football. Yeah.
Like, and just like you don't really talk. And so, like, women, we communicate, we overshare, and, like, that's how we form strong bonds. Like, I know a lot of crap about you, Sarah. You know a lot of crap about me. So I feel like we're kind of stuck together, by the way.
For life.
For life. Whether we hate each other or not, like, right? 10 years. Like, we're stuck together. It's like, bitch, it's like, let's get coffee. I hate you. I hate you, too. Cool. Same time next year?
Yeah.
Sounds good. So the reason, like, why it's kind of weird is that we don't, when it's, like, female to male, like, women know how to be friends to females and guys know how to be friends to guys, basically. So they went in to check some signs, like, what's going on. So physical attraction affects male and female friendships, but not in the way that we actually think. So straight men and women often become romantically attached to one another. That's kind of, like, the obvious, like, why people think that we can't do this. But it turns out attraction is a pretty complex concept. So one of the things, it's strange. So the doctor, Heidi Reeder says, it's so strange because we think of attraction as an on or off thing. So she published a study or published something back in 2000, says, I like you as a friend. And it surveyed 40 participants who were involved in cross-sex friendships. And what the study showed is that there's a variety to very legitimate forms of attraction. So maybe you'll say, I really do find this person physically attractive, but I think they'd be terrible in a relationship. So you might be able to turn off those feelings because you don't want to go there. She also noticed that participants were able to separate objective and subjective physical attraction. So in other words, you might know that your female friend is pretty cute, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you would find her desirable.
Hmm.
So in the long-term cross-sex friendships, maintaining that separation is key. Because I have a few friends, like, I even have, like, a bang buddy, which is probably a very weird, like, different.
But, yeah,
like, I find him attractive. We hook up. We've been on and off, like, hooking up for, what, 6 years now? Like, probably my longest relationship to date. And we have kept it, like, this is it. And when he has a girlfriend or when I have a boyfriend, we don't hear from each other. That is the line. That
you guys aren't friends.
Like, I mean, if you see each other at a concert or whatever, hey, how's it going?
But you guys would never, like, hang out.
Yeah, not even to, like, watch movies.
I think that's very respectful.
Yeah, and that's just kind of our thing, like, this is just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I would not. And there was a time I thought about it. I'm like, could we date? And I quickly realized, no, we would drive each other crazy.
Yeah.
And just the way we like to do things, how we communicate, our schedules, we would not be a good couple. But I do like what we got going on. And he's a good friend of mine. I mean, we don't talk, like, personal deep thought feelings, but we do chat and we'll talk about movies and geek out about that kind of stuff. But, like, I'm trying to think, like, do you have any guy friends where you do feel like you're really cute, but this wouldn't work?
Oh, I mean, I totally had one. Well, I guess we're still friends. I haven't seen him forever. But he's a very, very good looking guy. And we dated for, like, a hot sec.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was like, no.
Not feeling it.
No, I wasn't even feeling it when I would, like, try to get hot and heavy with him. Mm-hmm. I was just, like, for some reason, totally turned off. It was really weird. But we stayed friends, and I'm like, you are, like most females would find him good looking, right?
Right.
He's just a good looking person, but I'm just like, hell no.
Right.
Like, I'm just so turned off, and I'm just like, you're just a friend. Like, I don't.
It's weird when it does hit you like that. Like, I have a guy friend that you know, and I adore him. Like, he snuck into being my friend, like, that sneaky bastard. Like, I was trying to kind of ghost him, like, okay, leave me alone. I don't need any more friends. And he just kept being there. He listens, he's very supportive, and on paper, he would be the perfect boyfriend.
Like, did you want more then?
No,
never.
Like, it's just like, I remember the first time, like, we made out, because I met him on an online dating site.
Yeah, you did.
And when we, like, made out, I was not feeling it. Like, this is how sweet he is. Like, it was my birthday, and we had, like, just started hanging out, like, once or twice before. He, like, bought takeout, and he brought some movies, and we watched movies. And then, like, my friend showed up for my birthday unannounced. And then it was awkward. So then they left. And then, like, we're making out. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, I am not
into this
feeling this. I don't even want to, like, not even for me, like, oh man, I can.
Birthday sex, no.
Like, let me just have some sex and it'll be great. And we later ended up having sex a couple of times, a couple years later when we like reconnected. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, this is, I had to tell him, like, I don't know if you want anything more than this. This is as far as it's going to go. Like, maybe.
And it's barely even going to go here.
Yeah. And like, it's been in like a year or two since we've done it. Like, a year and a half since actually was birthday sex. I'm like, I'm drunk and I would like some birthday sex, please. Thank you.
Bye.
And he's like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, I've been waiting for this forever.
I mean, yeah. So we did it a couple times and on paper, like, he would be perfect for me. I just don't feel it. It's not there. And so I very much appreciate having him in my life and having him as a friend.
Yeah.
But I do try to keep that separation there because I do think there's feelings on that his side.
Mm.
So I try to like, and I don't want to like bring it out because I don't want to make him uncomfortable or weird and awkward.
So if you had a boyfriend and are you okay with him having friends that are girls? Like, are you?
Yes. If I had an ex-boyfriend who the same ex, the same ex that has been brought up a couple of times this time around. He had this girl who did not like me. And he, because when shortly before him and I started dating, he was dating another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she revealed, let's call her Amy. Amy was this friend and he saw her as a little sister. So when he broke up with his ex, she thought, I'm next. Because she had already said, I'm in love with you, basically.
Oh,
so
she thought, Amy thought next. She was next.
And then we met and started dating right away. So he's like, well, she likes girls now and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't know why you two can't just like get along. I would love for you guys to be best friends. And it's just like, she confessed shortly before we started dating that she's in love with you.
Yeah.
Like, this is awkward for me.
Yeah.
Like, and so I didn't want to be your friend. And then he'd go hang out. I'm like, this, and I told him, this makes me uncomfortable.
No, that's awkward. Yeah.
And it's not so much that I thought he was going to cheat on me because I'm like, you're not. I know you're not. I'm just worried of what she's going to be saying. She's going to be talking smack. And like, I don't know her. And it just makes me uncomfortable. Like, she makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so he didn't really get that. It's like, well, I'm not attracted to her. I'm like, but she still loves you. I can tell.
I know. I feel like that's what, like, it's that awkward thing that, like, I'm currently kind of in is like, I don't think there's a problem if they've been friends before he met me, if they were friends before.
Right.
But like now, if like, let's say if my boyfriend was like, oh, I met this chick, we're going to go out and have lunch. I'd be like,
that's a little
weird. Like that hasn't happened. But like over the weekend when Tequila Sarah got crazy, I was about to swear. It was just like him and this chick were talking and we all just met or whatever. But like they were talking that like a conversation I didn't even know what they were talking about. You know what I mean? Like one of those conversations where you're like,
left out.
Yeah. I have nothing to contribute. And so then I felt like that weird girl just like standing there like, oh, I'm just like the weird girlfriend.
And then
just,
when
like,
you're
being
drunk,
weird.
You overthink and think you start feeling rejected.
And so then I like left and I went in the bathroom and took selfies with people in the lawn. I came out and they were still just talking. And then I was just standing there. And then her dude comes up and like, it was just really weird. He wanted to talk to me now. Like it was some kind of competition. It was so awkward. And he even was like, you know, we should separate them because this could go on all night. And I was like, now that's making me feel like something's going on. Like, and then of course I'm drunk and I'm just, I got like bitch, like jealous. Like I'm not good. I mean, yeah, I'll admit when I'm jealous, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, but if that was like his friend that he's known forever,
like it wouldn't bother you.
No. And like, of course they're going to bond. They've known each other forever. Like I think I was just more jealous that like, oh my God, they have this topic that they already like connect on that I don't really know anything about.
What was it? Like cars?
It was religion.
Oh, religion.
It was a religion thing. And I was like, I want to know more about what he believes and what he doesn't believe in, because I think I should, and I should know more of this. But they like both grew up in the same, they went to the same Catholic school or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
And do you think like, and this is just me like throwing stuff out there, I don't know if this would work or help in like a similar situation like that, where you don't have anything to contribute. Like, have you thought of quote unquote doing an interview thing? Because you didn't grow up with religion, so you have no, you know.
Really. Yeah, I have no background thing.
Yeah. So just be like, hey, so what was this like? Or have you guys done this? Or what is this like? Just asking questions to both of them to where you feel included.
It was very like, boom, boom. Oh, you went here. You lived here. Boom, this, back and forth, back and forth. It was like, and I was just like, okay.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm just.
Like, and I then can't it was even just, interject.
Yeah, and so it was just like so like, this is so weird. I feel very.
Like, I don't like this.
I don't like this. This is not okay.
And that voice, too.
And like her boyfriend was trying to talk to me and I was like, like, I would say some answers and I was like, I have no interest in talking to you. I don't want to do this. Like, really, like,
you're
that
very robotic.
I just and then I would like look at my friends because they would be like in a different conversation, like near the fridge. And I would just look at them like,
was this at a house party or at a bar?
It was at a house party.
Okay.
But it was like a studio apartment, like super small. And I like couldn't get away. And like the bed was totally taken. That's the only place to sit. And it was like, girl, it was, yeah. So, and then I was like, the only place to escape is the bathroom. I'm that bitch that's going to be hanging out on the bathroom like
just
the whole
time. Just
sit
in the tub. Just put the, like, yeah. Pull the curtain up, put a towel down, just sit in the tub by yourself and just chill out. Just like,
I'm fine. I'm just fine.
I'm processing
things. I cannot
compute.
Well, and then
let
I'm like,
me process things.
And then I went in the bathroom, and then one of my girls says, oh my God, I have to puke, like pretending to like go in there with me. And I was telling her all this thing, and I was like, I just feel awkward just standing there. Like, I would rather not. I would, like, if there was another room at this party or something, I would just go chill in the other, like, talk. I don't care. I just don't want to be weird just chilling.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have every right to chill there, though. You're, like, the girlfriend. Like, you have every right to be just hanging out, like, being there. And I was like, I know, but that's so awkward for me. Anyway, I didn't like any of that. I was like, y'all are bonding too much. Like, I get it. Have your, like, I don't know. It was weird. But if it was, anyway.
Do you think if you were sober, would you have cared that much?
Yeah. No, not that much.
But you'd still care.
I would have not been. I mean, I definitely. It was too much. The tequila was
sent you over the edge.
Sent me over the edge. But I think I would have. It was. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't feeding into it, and I get they were bonding, mm-hmm. but I was just like, okay, we done yet?
it's interesting when it is that new person, because then you're like, I was new recently. Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
and I was
kind of getting your own brain. That's the problem with having brains like ours, where we
overthink,
like,
everything, mm-hmm. where it should be like, oh, they're just bonding over something cool.
Yeah, it's like it's hard to kind of turn that off when you're thinking 10 steps ahead all the time about everything.
Yeah, and then you're literally just standing there like with your drink in your hand, just kind of like looking at both of them.
Yeah, it's like,
but just like, sorry, I have nothing I can reveal.
But if they've been friends forever, like I even thought about where I've seen situations, like if this is like an ex-girlfriend from like high school, would that bother me? And I'm thinking, if depending, like, if she married, like, what, how are they like? You have to kind of see what they're like around each other. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, with like my ex-boyfriend from high school, like, we're not on speaking terms anymore. I talked about him on the signs episode.
Oh yeah,
like if the universe is sending you signs. By the way, I'd never contacted him. Like, I just sent him that one text like before the podcast. But like, we were cool. Like, we were fine. Like, when we were both single, like, yeah, we would flirt again, like, because it was easy and it was fun. And but when we were in like relationships, it was just very much, hey, we keep it separate.
Yeah.
And we were okay with it. Like, we were happy for each other. He's the one that actually persuaded me to date the person that I really wanted to date, which ended up being the a-hole.
Damn it.
Just full circle.
Yeah.
Always comes around to this person. No, actually, it comes back because I feel like he was a good center point in my life where a lot of things changed.
And what you don't want.
Yes. So sure. I learned so much from that relationship. So that is why I go back to it a lot, because I like to think the crappiness that was that relationship, because I am me now.
Yeah, it's hard because the guy I dated in high school, who I lost my virginity with, is still part of our big friend group. So I have warned my boyfriend now, like, there's a very likelihood chance you're going to meet him, because he's at a lot of gatherings, you know? But he's very cool with it. I mean, he acts very cool with it. But I've thought about his exes and anything, and I'm like, I want to know if they're, like, around, or if we accidentally run into them at a bar, or, like, this, that, and the other. And right. He's very, like, yeah, I want to make sure, like, any of your other ex-boyfriend, like, we ever, you know? Because I don't like that. Like,
you don't like to get it sprung on you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't like that. I mean, he's very... I got to learn from him, because...
He's very chill.
He's way more chill when it comes to that kind of stuff than I am. And I knew I was being a crazy bitch on Saturday. And like all of Sunday, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, sometimes I'm not the most secure person. And it just happens. I don't know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And at least I can at least admit that and be like, okay, I'm trying. I'll work on it. I'll try to reel in the crazy. But
it is a struggle.
Yeah, so I don't know if they can be friends. Moral of the story, I don't know.
I mean, like, I feel like if it's kind of in the same, like, idea, like, in the friend group, like, I think if they're hanging out by themselves, that's a little weird.
Yeah. But if they have been friends forever.
Yeah. Like, if they had, you know, dated for a while, like, a meaningful relationship is what I mean. And, but it's been many years since they've been in that relationship. They're on cool terms. Or even if you're, like, both dating other people. I feel like in group situations, it's okay.
It's okay. What if they were just friends? Like, they never dated, but have been friends forever.
I feel like if they go out, like, multiple times a week,
Yeah, everywhere.
There's an excessive amount. Like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a couple months. Let's go get lunch or dinner. You know, like, let's go get coffee and just catch up.
Yeah.
Life. But it's interesting that the rest of this article, one of the things it says that attraction is multidimensional, but it can change over time, which certainly happens as the friendship progresses. And this is still going back to the if men and women can be friends or just friends. And so one of the things the doctor says is, like, I've talked to people who, when they first met the friend, the first thing they thought is, like, whoa, I want to ask this person out. Like, I might be considering this a potential relationship. But then as they get to know him, they're like, no, we're better off as friends, which has happened with the guy that on paper would be great for me. But, like, even my old roommate, like, there, we admitted to each other because we used to have our own podcast, Intern Radio.
Aww.
And we admitted, like, there was, like, that weird sexual tension. Like, we had some, like, when we first met, I had a boyfriend. And then there was that brief time we were both single, and then he got a girlfriend for a couple of years, and then he was single, and then I got a boyfriend. It was kind of, so
back
never linked up. And so at the beginning, it was like, yeah, you're kind of attractive, and I'd be kind of down for this. And it never happened. And I'm very glad it didn't, because
yeah,
as our
be awkward.
Friendship progressed, he is so far down the friend zone. And people have asked, like, you've never done anything? Would you? I'm like, absolutely not. That'd be like having sex with my brother. It is just...
Yeah.
The idea of doing anything with him is very unappealing, just because it's family zone at this point. Like, I'm friends with his mom. Like, we've lived together for 5 years.
That's also interesting, too, because I feel like a lot of girls on his side wouldn't like that he's living with a girl. You know what I mean?
And there's been times where there was, like, insecurity with our friendship. With his ex-girlfriend, like, she totally thought there was something going on with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's a very friendly guy, so he kind of gives off that vibe. Like, everyone loves, like, you know.
I'm so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy and outgoing.
So that's why girls would love to, like, date him or, like, do stuff with him. But there have been a few times where, like, everyone that knows us is like, yeah, no, they're just friends.
No,
like,
that would be very weird.
It was like everyone, like, you know him, obviously. It's like, no, that's very weird. Like, they would never do that. So it was like reassuring.
It's also just really weird when, like I just said that about you two. But then if I was the girlfriend, mm-hmm. like, I would be like, no, people just don't, like, guys and girls. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I would have the exact opposite
reaction.
Yeah. I'd be like, are you sure? Did you guys ever think about it? Did you guys ever want to? Did you guys ever kiss? Like, I would ask a million questions, even if everyone was like,
yeah,
no, they're just friends.
Spoiler alert, we never kiss. We've never done anything, like, nothing ever that wasn't
Did you touch
friend.
His ding dong?
I think one time I sat on his lap. But I made him wear a cup.
I knew there was some ding dong action.
So there was one year we went to a Halloween, like, we went out for Halloween.
I there? Is that where I smacked my face?
Yes, is where you fell on the ground. I think you were the peacock.
I was the peacock who got hella bloody because I got a bloody nose.
Jesus. So that night he was wearing, like, a banana costume, but he specifically children's banana costume. He's a tall guy. So the part where the banana ends hits right at his crotch. So he was wearing just his boxer briefs underneath. Ugh. Like, I think just boxer briefs and then the banana costume.
I mean, he's fine, but, like, I just know him too well for all that.
Yeah. So, and I told him, look, they had gone out the night before. I was like, I'm going to sleep. So that Saturday we go out to I think the showbox at the market for this, like, big party they had. And I told him, look, if you're going to be out wearing that, some a-hole is going to come up and pull your underwear down and expose your ding-a-ling. Wear a cup. So that way at least it's smooth. You'll be wearing the cup. And we won't see the outline of your junk. It was more selfish because I didn't want to see the outline of his junk.
Sure you didn't.
I really did not. I made him wear the cup. So on the way back, I don't remember how this happened, but we all got crammed into this tiny little car. And we had no space, so I had to sit on his lap on the car ride. And all I thought was, thank God for this cup. And we ended up going to Dick's, but we were too drunk. I had a mini panic attack because I couldn't take my corset off. And I was like, I need this off. Like, I had to, like, rip it off. And so we're sitting there. There's a cop at Dick's. So I'm like
pretending not to be there.
I'm like kind of squirming into his like trying to get down as close to the floor as I can so they don't see us.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see that we're driving without seatbelts on.
Yeah.
So that was the closest I've ever gotten, and I do not want to do that again. That was awkward.
Even with the cup.
Because nobody really likes sitting on anybody's lap, because then you think, what if I'm causing their leg to fall asleep? Like,
I feel heavy? Yeah, what, like, if they're secretly dying and then you ask them and they're like, no, I'm good.
No. You're like I hate it when, like, you're only kind of putting a little bit of your weight on. They're like, you can sit on. Like, I'm like, no.
No, you don't want all this on you.
I don't
want
to. No.
It's funny when people ask me, though, I say, like, if they're killing my leg, I'm like, yeah, right, really? Yep.
I'm like, next leg, switch legs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's falling asleep.
And sometimes skinny people hurt more because they're bony. My brother, hella when he bony. Sits on my lap, like when he's being a jerk, he's like, I'm going to fart on you. I'm like, get off your bones, like jabbing bones into my thigh. Just like,
yeah, exactly.
Get off, you butthole.
So I got to get that booty.
I know. Like my brother jokes because he's all skinny and lean because he works out a lot. My mom's like, where did your ass go? He's like, well, Vicky took all of it when she was born and didn't leave any behind for me. I'm just like, be jealous, bitch.
See all of this.
All of this. But I... I'm curious to see like what you guys think. Can men and women be friends? And I'd love to read your text or messages on Facebook.
Yes, please. And if you have any examples, like, let us know.
Of when it worked and when it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, when did you, hey, I want to date this person and now it's...
Or like for dudes, like, do you really not see every chick and want to do them? You know?
Yeah, that's what we've been told. Like, oh.
That's what we've been told. But like my boyfriend says he's never had those thoughts about his friends that are females, like ever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe it's different because they like saw each other grew up. Like, you know what I mean? They were like right. Both like five at one point. And like, that's weird.
Like, I mean, I've had friends that we have hooked up. We've known each other since elementary school. We hooked up twice and that was it.
Yeah.
And like, well, we'll still talk about it. We'll joke about it. But we don't, like, we've moved, like, we're not in a thing. Like, we literally just went back to the same
friendship.
Just
did it, and then we're like, okay.
And I'm just like, this isn't going to work for me.
I'm done now.
Like, this is like, okay, that happened, so cool. Let's just move on with our lives, and we all moved on, and we're all still really good friends. And that's, I think that's a very rare thing. And I'm very glad I still have these people in my life, so.
Let us know.
But please let us know, and same with, are you different when you're drunk, and how so?
Yeah. Oh, and bitches, tell me when you've been crazy, so I don't feel like the only one, because I know I'm not, okay? Everyone's got their insecurities and jealousy and whatnot. And sometimes I just wear my emotions on my sleeve and let my craziness fly.
I would share mine, but I'm still single and I don't need guys hearing my crazy before we date. They need to hear it after.
That's very fair.
They need to see it and live it. So I'm not going to say any of mine.
Okay, but other bitches, please, please give me your crazy stories.
All right, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.